My guest is Roger Bruns. He works at the National Archives in Washington, D.C., and is the author of two books about hobos. Hobos are a vanishing breed who survive mostly through history and legend. These wanderers hopped trains, lived in hobo jungles, and spoke in their own colorful slang, which is all described in Bruns' first book, called Knights of the Road. He's also written a biography of Chicago hobo king Ben Reitman. Hobos started appearing between the end of the Civil War and the turn of the century. I asked Roger Bruns how that came about.
The hobo life pretty much began after the Civil War with the opening of the West and the labor demands of new industries out there, logging, mining, and agriculture. With the West sparsely settled then, they needed itinerant workers to come in and do a lot of the work. This was also the time when the railroads were opening up most of the country to travel, and they could get around that way pretty easily. The hobos could. They turned out to be, as far as the employers were concerned, both a curse and a benefit. On the one hand, they needed the labor of these guys. On the other hand, they distrusted them because of their habits and the way they looked and so on.
Many of us use the words hobo, tramp, bum interchangeably, but there are actual distinctions between those words. What exactly is a hobo as opposed to a tramp?
Well, the classic definition among hobos is that a hobo is a migratory worker, and a tramp is a migratory non-worker, and a bum is a non-migratory non-worker. A hobo travels the country and takes odd jobs. He might work in the wheat fields in Dakotas in 1 month and then move on to California to pick fruit and then on to Oregon or Washington to work in the lumber industry up there, or even down to Arizona and work in the mines. He would travel around by freight and live in hobo jungles and all of that. The tramp would do the same as the hobo, but he wouldn't work. He would just wander around and petty thievery and so on would get him his meals and that kind of thing. They would also live in hobo jungles, however. And the bum was normally a down and out who was unable to travel and stayed around in the cities.
So hobos probably see themselves as being more professional than tramps.
Yeah, there's some class distinctions. They're blurred, however, because some guys will become tramps, and then they'll become hobos, and so on. They'll go back and forth. There's no clear distinctions, but that's the basic definition.
You use the term hobo jungles, where a lot of hobos lived. What exactly is a hobo jungle?
Well, they were usually along the train routes around water tanks, where they would have the water, and of course they could hop the freights at different junctions and so on. Some of them were fairly permanent, others were not. There's where the guys could congregate and had some camaraderie there, and they'd swap stories and share food and boil up their clothes to get rid of the lice, and some would even shave with razors, glass that acted as razors, that kind of thing.
Was it legal to stay there? Were they asked to move on by the police?
They were many times asked to move on, and then, of course, they would just create another hobo jungle down the line somewhere. Actually, a lot of the vagrancy laws acted against the hobos in this period, but in most cases the towns would prefer just to see them leave, so they would just kick them out of town, they would go on somewhere else, so they just passed the problem on down the line somewhere else.
One of the things that strikes me about hobo culture is that it's a very male culture.
Yeah, it certainly is. There were some female hobos on the road. A lot of them disguised themselves and passed themselves off as men. But it was very violent, and there was a lot of homosexuality, that sort of thing, on the road. There weren't too many women hobos.
What have you learned about how hobos jumped trains? There must be an art to it. It seems very dangerous and also pretty difficult for the uninitiated.
You run alongside the train as it's gradually pulling out from a junction, and then you can leap on. There are numerous places that hobos can wedge in. They can ride on the top deck. They can get underneath and ride on the rods. They can get behind the baggage car and inside reefers and all kinds of places. It was pretty dangerous. At the turn of the century, some of the railroad companies actually set up what amounted to be tramp graveyards, where they buried hundreds of these people. Because there were that many on the road, there were estimates of over 1 million hobos at the turn of the century, and several 7,000 were killed every year on the freights because it was so dangerous.
Have you ever tried it? Doing all this research, you must be really curious to see if you could do it yourself.
I sort of did. Not really. I'd never really went out and hopped a freight. I've sort of filled around with some San Francisco cable cars, but that's about as far as I ever went.
There seems to have been an almost pecking order within the hobo population, and there are great words that are used to describe the different kinds of hobos. For instance, yeggs.
Yeah, yeggs were pretty violent guys, and many times they would prey upon the other hobos, taking whatever money they just made in the harvest and so on.
And there's gay cat.
That's a young initiate into the fraternity. And there's jungle buzzards, for example. The guys, these are the pitiful guys who can't get around. They just eat off the leavings of the hobos in the jungles. There are people like tomato can vags who are the lowest class in the city, hang around just eating out of trash cans and things like that. Then there's the profeshes. Those are the high-class guys, these who can deck freights without any problem. Yeah, there's it's an amalgam of tramp language and prison language and so on. It all comes together in this.
One of the favorite slang terms that I found from your glossary at the end of your first book is Jerusalem Slim.
Jesus Christ.
How did they come up with Jerusalem Slim?
Well, you see, the hobo, when they took their names, it had to refer either to the city or to some physical characteristic or whatever. It's obvious where that came from. There's some great names. There's people like Gin, Ricky, Jack, and Hot Tamale Kelly, and we can go on and on and on.
Are there trains you could hop anymore? Certainly an Amtrak would be hard to do.
Yeah. it was funny. A year ago, I was in a Baltimore train station, and as I was going down the stairs, right next to me, within about 5 feet, came one of the trains. It would have been very easy to leap on that. There was a certain little urge there, which I resisted. No, there are a lot of trains still running with the side doors open, and you can jump. I saw a couple just last year in Arizona, guys riding the freights.
The relationship that you have with the surviving hobos now, do you interview them or hang out with them?
Oh, I get letters. I got a letter the other day from Steam Train Maury. He started hoboing in the 30s, but he still does it. He actually hops freights, and the man's over 70 years old. He'll hop slow-moving freights, but he still does it. And I was in the office about a year ago, and all of a sudden Frisco Jack appeared. He said to my secretary, he said, he's written a book, and I'm in it. So I want to see him. So we had a nice talk. And some of the old-timers gather every year, and in Britt, Iowa, and swap stories, and I've followed their peregrinations pretty much in the last few years, and we talk quite a bit about it.
This is a hobo convention that you're talking about. So you go there, they must think that you're unusual, studying the lives of hobos?
Oh, they like it. It's kind of interesting. When you go to these hobo conventions, I mean, a lot of it is just hoopla, and some of these people have never ridden a freight in their lives, and they pretend to be hobos, but there are some guys who were legitimate hobos that can tell stories back into the 30s and 40s, and you can actually verify the stories.
Do you have a nickname to them?
No. I haven't hopped my first freight yet.
you need that to get the name?
That's right.
Roger Bruns is the author of Knights of the Road, A Hobo History, and The Damnedest Radical, The Life and World of Ben Reitman.